Welcome to the Fuller Chasey Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 7th of March, and I am recording at 9:56 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, first day of the week, and another interesting day here. Well, I often say that, don't I? An interesting day, but you know, that's the truth, if you like markets. Now, how did the Asia-Pacific stock markets do? Well, Japan not doing too well here today. The yen had firmed a little bit, but it didn't lead to big selling. 0.61 or 6/10 of a percentage point down for the Nikkei 225. China, with the exception of the Hang Seng Index, which was down less than 0.1%, the China sector was firm, and the Shanghai Composite was up 0.8%, same as the Hang Seng China H shares. Taiwan, South Korea, also steady. Best gain here, though, Australia up over 1%, and also Thailand up 1.18% in the Asia Pacific sector. More gainers than losers there clearly today. Europe went the other way. Europe was weak really from the beginning, but it pegged back those declines as the day progressed, and that's because Wall Street was somewhat firmer. Now, we still had mostly losses. The main exception on my big screen, which lists 9 of these indices, is Switzerland. Switzerland was up almost 0.5%, but the other markets were down roughly 0.5% or more. A little less of a decline for the, only 0.25% decline for the FTSE, UK FTSE 100. That's because of resources. Biggest decliner in Europe is Italy, here down 1.2%. Euro Stoxx 50 index down just over 0.5%. And the German DAX index, which had been down well over 1% in pre-market and early trading, close to its highs of the day, probably. It's down less than 0.5% in here. Now, Wall Street swung around, but closed mostly a little bit firmer. And the Dow is up 0.4%. The S&P 500 is up, it's just under 0.1%, but it is quite interesting because it had been sharply, well, not that sharply, but well, it had been as low as, I'm looking at the futures contract now for the S&P, got down to 1984.8, and then rallied up, but it closed, and going back to the spot index now, closed back above 2000, that's that psychological 2000 level, up near some not insignificant resistance overall, and against the background of short-term overbought condition. But it closed at 2001.76. As I say, just under 0.1%. NASDAQ down a tiny fraction, less than a fifth of a percentage point. Commodity indices did better. Canada up 1.29, and Brazil, well, it had those explosive gains on Thursday and Friday last week on all the political changes and impeachments and so on, up a third of a percentage point in here today. Now, elsewhere, we saw government bonds. Now, the yield, U.S. 10-year treasuries, that yield has continued to creep up, and it's currently at 1.90. The VIX index a little bit steadier here at 17.35. Investors may be getting a little cautious up near the higher sides of ranges. And if we go on to the currency markets, now I was pleased to see the dollar index slide a little bit further in here today. It's down a quarter of a point to 97.114 as I speak. It continues to trade here after hours. And among currencies, well, let's see, the Indian rupee, interesting, that's been rallying for the last, I think, 5 days, and it's rallied up to the first area of potential resistance against the dollar, and that's at 67 rupees to the dollar. So it's come down from almost 69 to 67 rupees against the dollar. And a number of other currencies here are steadier, not least the Australian dollar. It's good resources currency, not 0.7470. We haven't seen that for a long time. And sterling also continuing to recover from the sort of Brexit panic, 1.4266 against the dollar. And the euro, if I find it, is at 1.10015. So the most important point here in the currencies is we want to see some additional firming in those resources currencies, because the implication of those were extremely, of those, that weakness was extremely bearish, and it's signs that their markets are recovering. See those currencies a little bit firmer, albeit off very, very low levels. But the most important thing is that we do not want that dollar index to break up above that 1,000 level. I mentioned that on innumerable occasions, but it is an important point, and I think the Treasury and the Fed are keeping it below that 100 level. And will we get an interest rate hike this month by the Fed? I think that's very unlikely, and it would certainly surprise and shock the market if we did. 3 months from now, I wouldn't be at all surprised if we got another quarter of a point hike, but let's wait till we get closer to that level. Now, in the in the commodity markets, and this really does remain the exciting area here. Remember all those oil people who were talking about $20 oil? Well, here's Brent today at $40.70 as I speak. That's up almost $2 today. And the US WTI is up over $2, $2.01 actually. It's up to 37.93. So this continues to recover. And that's because we are getting supply cutbacks. And we're also getting, we're edging towards a little bit more sensible talk from the major producers about reducing supply. They'll probably do it without really admitting it. Got to save face and all that. Now, in precious metals, pretty good day here for the most part. Palladium up $15 to $5.78. And silver, silver had a big gain on Friday, so it's taking a little rest in here. It's at $15.67.675, and that's down just under 2 cents. But platinum's been the inform one here today, and that is up, well, second to palladium, actually. Platinum's up nearly $16 to $1,002. Now, interestingly, platinum is still $265 cheaper than gold. Gold was up, incidentally, nearly $8.50 today to 1267 0.65. Now, what's the significance of platinum being $265 lower than gold? Well, for most of my career, platinum has traded at a premium to gold, and moving to a discount to gold was always a considerable surprise, and it didn't last very long. Now, things do change, and I have never seen a bigger discount to platinum versus gold than what we have seen in the last couple of years. But is that going to last in perpetuity? You know, I kind of doubt it. If this sector gets more fashionable, I'd say it's already becoming more fashionable. People are buying these metals. They'll buy the hard money, currency, precious metals first. But I think platinum has catch-up potential over the next year or so. And in other metals here, industrial metals, a slightly mixed picture here overall. I think tin was the big gain earlier in the day, but I'm not sure it actually held that lead. So I'm not giving you any useful information there. Agricultural commodities, a little bit lower on my screen for white sugar and for coffee, but I noticed that the soybeans, corn, and wheat, those primary grains, they and rough rice, they are a little firmer in here overall. But the key point here, industrial commodities, that's where the action is right now, because nobody really owned any of them except for a few stale bulls prior to February, and so we're getting short, and there were lots of bears in there, so we're getting a lot of short covering in the commodities and the commodity shares in particular, and it's not over. And on that note, I just saw a headline going by saying that Michael Bloomberg is not going to run for president, and that's because he thinks that Hillary Clinton is going to win, and he's, I think, almost certainly right. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.